Hi, this is Chaz Palminteri, and if you're thinking about getting your eyes done, the only person to see is Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada. I flew all the way from New York to be here, and Dr. Rothman did my eyes. And all I could say is, it's a miracle. I could see. You see Dr. Rothman of LASIK of Nevada.
From the Strip in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, this is Pub Crawl, where each week we struggle to recall our adventures in and around Las Vegas, giving a unique perspective on the best places to tear it up in the entertainment capital of the world. Now, without further ado, here are your hosts, Alicia and David Ivey.
Avast ye landlubbers and guard your portholes. Ye be watching Pub Crawl, the best source of Vegas-y drinky goodness. I am Alicia.
And I be Captain Ivey.
Welcome to the live studio audience.
Yes, the salty dogs in the live studio audience. They be salty indeed.
Hi, and welcome to the live studio audience.
Yes. And also the chat room. Yes. Live chat room. The undead chat room.
Oh, and the undead chat room. Once again. So.
Anyway, as you said, you're listening, watching, and viewing Pub Crawl on Vegas Video Network. If you want to get a hold of us, pubcrawl at Vegas Video Network. That again, is pubcrawl at VegasVideoNetwork.com is our email. We're on the Twitter, the LV Locals, and the network is on the Twitter as well as Vegas Video Network.
Our toll-free listener line?
866-966-4599.
Check us out on the iTunes.
Audio and video.
Yes.
And YouTube. Just video.
And pull up that something special.
And if you've got one of these nice little Roku boxes, you could catch us
on
Roku.
Check this out. Roku.
This episode of Pub Crawl brought to you by Roku. And it works. We met some people this week that see us on Roku.
Yes. A nice couple from?
Colorado Springs.
Colorado Springs.
And we're going to have to be able to watch us on Roku as well.
That'll be awesome.
We're also on the great KSHP 1400 AM every Friday night here in fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yes.
So, without further ado.
Time for that a segment we love so much.
Or it'd be the cocktail of the week, it'd be.
Bring on the grog.
Yes. Or this week we spent a good amount of time at Ye Old Renaissance Festival. Now, they shouldn't call it the Renaissance Festival, and in fact, rumor has it, they don't call it that anymore. Uh-oh. It is now the Pirate / Medieval Fantasy Ball
it's
Festival.
Officially called the Age of Chivalry now.
The one here is.
Yeah, it's the one in Las Vegas.
Them, yeah, but because if you notice, you go to a Ren Faire, there's not a lot of people dressed Renaissance, like you know, in like Shakespeare. Right? It's not a lot of people look. That's so fun. People either look like pirates, or they look like like ogres and wizards
it's
and knights.
It's a fantasy.
Knights.
It's a fantasy kind of thing, though.
Anyway, we did spend a week there. We'll explain that in our cocktail of the week. But that did inspire this week's. Cocktail of the week, it's the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight. Ooh.
Could be a reference to Batman, but I doubt it.
Yeah. It's kind of a girly drink.
Okay, look at this. It'd be amaretto.
This should be called the Dark Girly Night.
Oh, the girly Dark Night. Amaretto, Pete Schnapps, Triple Sec, and filled with cola. Now, you know, though, that's an ounce of each of these liqueurs, which I guess is still like putting at least over a shot in your drink, though, right?
Yeah.
Because Triple Sec's 15%. This is, I don't even know what this stuff is. Peach Schnapps? Isn't that regular booze? Or is it not? I don't know. Who cares?
It's a liqueur.
There's still three of them in there. We tried one of these because it's like, this couldn't be good. You know what? It's not bad. But I'm going to make a full amount this time and see if that is better. So it's a shot of each. Shot of amaretto. This is also a very good drink to clear out your liquor cabinet. With stuff that you don't normally use. Not that right. That's what I'm doing. Of course, that's not what I'm doing. I just found it because it was had night in the name, and we spent a lot of time over in Fair. But if you do end up with a lot of peat schnapps and, you know, the stuff that your house guests don't drink, then you can end up making a dark night.
You just got to forget about that.
I know. I'm joking.
And then an ounce of triple sec as well.
Right. The triple sec, with that you do go through, because if you're making margaritas, even though we've been making margaritas without them, without the triple sec. What is triple sec, by the way? Is it orange? It is. Oh, that's right. In fact, you wouldn't want to use top shelf on this. This would be like Grand Marnier.
Yeah.
And Amaretto would be like, I don't know, whatever the big Amaretto is. I don't know. But you wouldn't want to use this because then you fill it with cola. And us, being on the mighty pirate diet, we put it on
the pirate diet.
Right. We fill it with diet cola.
That's make mine with a little bit less diet.
Well, all right. You might regret that statement.
Let me see what it tastes like first.
I like this. Weird enough, it's not a bold cocktail, but I like it.
It's good. I think it's better with less.
Well, there you go. Well, then yours is the way you want it. Anyway, give us a drunk term.
Okay. Today's drunk term is drink shrink. So this is the type of person who, after a few cocktails, decide that they would like to psychoanalyze you, and they could start giving you advice about your personal life.
Oh, I thought...
And somebody in the studio audience just raised their hand.
They must be one of them. I thought you meant drink shrink, like...
Oh, like an anatomical kind of shrink?
Right, that's what I thought it was.
Does that happen?
No, it either... No.
I don't think so. No. Captain Ivy seems to think so.
No, it doesn't. No, I mean, I don't know.
No, it's a...
No, it doesn't. So drink shrink. That's what people, you know what you need to do?
Yeah.
You need to tell your sister that she needs to rule her own life. One of those guys.
Yes,
okay, we don't know anybody like that.
I've met a few.
Without further ado.
Moving along to Pub Crawl Adventure.
Hi, this is Scott Pritchard from Let's Bet. You're watching the Vegas Video Network. It's Vegas Video Network, not .com. You're not using this one, right? Don't you dare use this one.
Back to the Pub Crawl Adventure on Vegas Video Network.
You know what? I kind of envy when I see like shots of other shows where they have the green screen and the cool set. Like, we could be on a ship right now. We'd be like, you know, we could have green screened in a ship. Like,
that would be cool.
That would have been. Dang, we should have thought that out.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Okay, the adventure this week, hence the outfit, started at the 2011 Age of Chivalry Las Vegas Renaissance Festival, which is normally the most awesome weekend of the whole year. I say normally.
Yes, normally.
It was still pretty awesome, but what happened this year at the 2011 Age of Chivalry Las Vegas Renaissance Festival is they moved it from Sunset Park, which is awesome sauce, to
the Silver Bowl
Park, which is not at all. Silver Bowl Park is out by Cashman Field? No. Sam Boyd Stadium.
Yes, on Russell.
Doesn't matter. It's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's a huge nothing. There's like two trees in the whole park, and it's the size of a state. And so basically, you just put a bunch of tents in like a 5-square-mile flat.
It was like a swap meet.
Yeah.
Filled with the pirates and...
Right. Normally, Sunset Park has a big lake in the middle of it. Also, Sunset Park has a little bit of history in it. Because in the middle of this big lake is an island, and on that island are humongous
Easter Island statues,
heads, which used to be out in front of the Stardust's Polynesian restaurant Aku Aku, or Apu Apu, Apu Apu, back in the 50s and 60s. But if you see old shots of it, beautiful, this huge, like 50-foot, like full-size Easter Island heads, they're out there. That's where they put them. Which is really cool. I mean, they used to put the fair around that. So basically, you walked in a circle all day, which was great, but nothing was too far away because it was just across the lake, back and forth. So, and they would shoot things out in the lake. There'd be boats in the lake, and it seemed
it
very...
It just had a different feel.
A lot of trees and water. It seemed kind of cool. This was a big soccer field or football field or whatever, or 20 football fields with tents on it.
And then to even walk over to get to go to the beer stand, you had to walk for like 40 minutes.
Not really. It was. But they're going to do it one more year at this location.
And then maybe move it back to Sunset Park.
Yeah. The reason Sunset Park is being remodeled, so they planted a bunch of new trees and they for 2 years, they don't want anybody on it. So hopefully it moves back, because I wasn't a huge fan of, first off, way out in the boonies where this was. It actually wasn't that far, but it's Boulder Highway, but whatever. But we have a chat room question.
Yes, Dustin would like David to do the Captain Morgan pirate pose.
See, even if I am doing it.
Come out in front and do it.
You got to go out in front.
I may later. I'm not wearing pants. Once I get some pants on during Hey Bartender.
Fair enough.
And I might be.
He feels more free not wearing pants.
I am wearing striped socks. Not that anybody would see them. I just thought it'd be funny to wear
them. And shoes.
But that's all I'm wearing below the waist. Are my hindquarters be exposed to the sea?
And you have some drink shrink going on, I think.
Yes, so. I'm getting a little drink shrink. Anyway, so we did have a blast. We did partake in every sort of...
mead.
And, well, I was going to say food.
Oh, yes. But we ate a lot.
Well, mead isn't what they don't even sell it there.
But they have secret mead vendors, if you know where to ask.
And we didn't, but we knew people that did. So we actually ended up with a bottle of the best mead I've ever had. We kind of got scallywag, hook-shanked. Here's some mead, try it. And it was the spiced apple mead, and it was fantastic. We're like, oh my God, this is great.
Oh, it's just in this unmarked bottle with a piece of masking tape.
This is apple.
Yeah, apple on it.
And there's a label. It was just a masking tape. So someone made it in their house. It was and is great. So we're drinking it. We're passing around. Everybody's drinking it. And then it's like, oh, that's your bottle. You owe me $20. Whoa, bring that bottle back. Oh, my Lord. Everybody's drinking our bottle. So we did get a half bottle of it. Fantastic. Not saying there's illegal rum trading going on.
Oh, no. No.
Not saying that at all. I mean... It was just that somebody had some and, you know.
It was delicious.
Yes. So anyway, that was good. And then there was lots of beer to be had. In fact, when we ran into a friend of the show at this. First, let's take a look at us. We have a picture of us here at the fair. There's the beers we were drinking because.
Only the finest for pirates or Fosters.
Well, that's the thing. You have to do the Fosters. Because it's $8 for the 24-ounce can, as opposed to $4 for a Bud Light can, 12 ounces.
Right.
So it's double the price, but you get twice as much better beer. So that's what we did all day.
Plus,
you
don't have to go back. To some people.
Well, also, you don't have to go back to the beer stand every hour or every half hour.
Right.
So, but whilst walking around, we saw someone else drinking
a Foster's.
Get a shot of that. Look at this.
We ran into Rat. He was already at the fair.
Drinking. We didn't even bring him. And I said, that is a true fact. I said, we don't make stuff up. We didn't bring him. He was there. He met a gypsy a couple weeks ago, so I understand.
Yeah.
And he just is at the Ren Fair. And in fact, then, check this out. He brought a girlfriend or something. Look at that. Two rats.
Can you believe it? I thought there's only one.
But he does look pretty shocked by it.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Not saying that that's where you get rat or that's where you can find rats, but... Two rats there. So, Ren Fair was amazing. We had some good friends. Still had a blast. We did miss the Vegas Video Network 1 year anniversary party.
We did.
Because we got a little too meated up and a little too fostered.
That should have been the drunk term.
Oh, foster children. That was
foster
us.
Children.
Oh, man. Okay, we got fostered. Anyway, so
to say that the God bless the live chat.
What are they saying?
They are booing you for missing the party.
Mm.
Yeah,
I know.
We have to drink responsibly, so we didn't.
We couldn't drive,
and
that was our tax. Like we just can't drive.
Taxi.
Right. From that place would have been. But anywho, so other than that, that was our Ren Fair experience. Fantastic. We go every year. We'll always go. It's great. Nothing really I need to say about that. Other than that, we've been on a Mexican food kick, or a search for Mexican food.
Yes.
So the main thing, we went back to a place that we've talked about before, Who Songs. Nothing really much to discuss there, but we did find out that, what did we find out about Who Songs? Something good about them. Free tacos or free shots or something.
You seem to find out some magical information. I don't know.
Something about them. I don't remember why I brought them up. But there was something about, we did get their ghost chili salsa. That's something. Okay. So you know our rule when you go into a Mexican restaurant, you always ask behind the counter or anybody working there, hey, you know, we know you make some special salsa for the guys in the back or people who ask for it. Can you bring some out? Now, Who Songs is the place that has the ghost chili salsa, which is the hottest thing in the world. Not the best in the world, it's just the hottest in the world. So we did this at, we mentioned that we ran into some viewers at Isla, Mexican food restaurant. Now we asked for their hot salsa, which was incredibly hot. Pig Taco has some, El Segundo has some. Everybody's got their hot, their secret hot sauce. I will say that Who Songs has the hottest, easily. Maybe not the best, but the hottest. Mm-hmm. And in fact, you have to sign a waiver to get it.
Right.
But we did go to, officially went to, and reviewed, because we found a deal on restaurants.com, to go to Border Grill in Mandalay Bay. Now, we've been eyeballing this place for quite a while. It's fancy schmancy Mexican. Now, for fancy schmancy Mexican, we usually go out to Agave out in Summerlin. Same kind of vibe, like it's that nouveau Mexican fusion, whatever. Mm. Who does it best is Mundo at the
That's amazing.
World Market Center, whatever, but that's too expensive. So we got a deal. I was a little burnt because it was, when I do restaurants.com or any of those Groupon things or whatever that stuff is, I always look for the least amount for the most amount. Like, I don't like those ones where it's like $25 for $20. Well, what's the point of that? I mean, I guess you're still saving $5, but, you know, I want $20 for 10. This one was $25 for $4.99.
That's a screaming deal. So,
so
you had
I bought
to
it
get that.
Without, I guess, reading the small print that once I printed it out said, oh, but you have to spend $50. Like,
oops.
Okay, well.
But we do that easy. I mean, that's fine.
And as we learned in Border Grill, it's $50 when you walk in. I mean, it's the most expensive Mexican restaurant I think I've ever seen. But anyway, so we got our fancy $25 coupon that cost us $4.99. We walked into Border Grill. That's in the very back of Mandalay Bay.
If you kind know, of, if you're walking, you're kind of going to the shark experience.
It's the last thing before the convention area and the shark reef.
Shark reef, yeah.
Shark reef? Oh, well, we'll get to that. What do you think? Chile Riano was $23. I didn't get that because I'm like, I'm not paying $23 for a Chile Riano.
Right, so we ended up getting you got a couple margaritas.
Okay, well, we walked in, we go, okay, let's get two margaritas, just regular margaritas, which were good, I guess.
They were actually very good. They were like $10-$11 each, which isn't
they were 11,
too
they were
crazy.
$11, right. There were two margaritas for $11. Then we got some chips and salsa, and we asked for their salsa, and their extra hot salsa was the best I've ever had.
It had the best flavor.
Best flavor. Wasn't all that hot, but that's okay. I'm not getting it for hot, I'm getting it for flavor. It was amazing. All their salsas were amazing. Now, we come from L.A. where when you get chips and salsa, you get a big thing of chips and a huge bowl of salsa. It's kind of a thing with these fancy places where you get kind of a bowl of chips
teeny
and
little mini bowls, and you have to keep asking for more. And every time you ask, they take away your old ones. It's like, don't take them away. I want to add.
Right.
I want to add to it.
And we usually go through so much of that because it's free, or at least it's only $4 or whatever. They'll finally bring out a big bowl of salsa. Like, you know, just bring out the big bowl of salsa. We don't want these little, you know. Anyway, we sat at the bar. We got chips and salsa, two margaritas. Now they had.
We got an appetizer.
Well, they had their new, their autumn menu.
It was a fig quesadilla, is what we got.
Which, yeah, it's like that sounds good with like walnuts and figs and some kind of Mexican cheese, whatever. And it sounded good. Hey, let's get that. And it was good. And so then we got that. We'll figure out what we're gonna do about saving up to $50, because we got to get the $50 somehow. So they said, oh, but beers were $5 or something. They were cheaper or something.
Yeah.
Remember, I got a...
$6.
Yeah, I got a Modelo. And then you got another margarita. But since it's the bar, you know, he puts the little thing in the glass, your check. Mm-hmm. I go, let's see where we are yet. Before we order dinner, Let's see where we are. $57.
Yeah, just.
All right, well, we're done. That was four drinks and an appetizer, and we're at $60.
And then.
Oh, then things got ugly. Okay. So that's $60. Let me. That's a quesadilla, which was that big. I mean, it wasn't like one of those monster quesadillas. It was, you know, a little. Mm-hmm. It was a gourmet-sized quesadilla. Anyway, and three margaritas and a beer, and it was $60. Okay. So we give them our 20. Now, they do a deal there. Locals get 15% off. That's a cool deal. Not if you use a Groupon, you don't, though, or whatever.
It's only one deal.
Which I don't necessarily believe, because what happened was, soon as I said, we have a Groupon ticket thing, which is xrestaurant.com thing, he went right to snob.
Oh, and all of the bartenders started getting really, really crappy with us.
They had a laugh at us. We were a joke to them. Like, we can't afford to be in this fancy establishment. I was offended. I watched the one guy go up to him. He has to go ask somebody, okay, how do I deal with this? And the guy's like, ha, it's on you, buddy, or whatever.
Oh, good luck.
Good luck. Like, what the? I'm like, okay, this is bad news. Like, hey, look, we would only be in your crap hole because we got this thing on restaurants.com. Now you're going to talk crap about it?
Mm-hmm.
Because we're going to spend, and we're not, and you know what? We're not who you think we are. We tip on the full amount, not the discounted amount.
Yeah, and we're going to tip even though you're
being. We're going to tip you on the 57.
They're being rude. We'll still tip them.
But we're going to tip on the 57, not the
30. Pirates.
And we weren't. We should have been and just kicked over the chair and knocked the bar over, threw a bottle of rum at the guy's head and walked out. That's what we should have done.
But
I was really like, hey, this is not cool.
So we left. Won't be going back there anytime soon.
No, that was really that was a rough deal. Hey, I said the food was great. The margaritas
were
great.
It wasn't just one guy. It was about four different people.
Was it even really our guy? It was everybody else making fun of him because he had some suckers with a Groupon that he was going to get gypped or whatever. It was actually everybody else besides him. Mm-hmm. It was like, wow, that was bad news. Maybe that's how it is in these fancy places, but we've used that. That's what they put that out there.
Actually, no, we've used it before in Mundo.
Oh, yeah.
And they were fine.
Did you think about speaking to the manager about that?
No, it was just kind of this. It wasn't so obvious that you can go, all right, you're being a jerk. It was just like, we're just getting this vibe, and you're like watching everybody kind of snicker, and you know, I was like, you know what? Let's just get out.
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the show.
We have power. We have a show. We've got tens of viewers. And you know what? They don't need to get this kind of heat coming down on them. We have minions. We've got dozens of viewers. It'll not go there.
I'm going to send a rat after these guys.
Yeah, put a rat in a restaurant. Anyway. It wasn't that bad. It was just kind of this vibe like, okay, well, that's it. For $60?
Unprofessional.
Yes. So, then we're thinking, okay, this is a... Now, what are we going to do for the show? Because all we have is a place that we like can't really recommend. So we're kind of driving around or kind of thinking about it. And right by our house, now this is where the show's going to take a turn. It's going to take a turn right now. But for the amazing. Okay. You probably, especially from California, we've been hearing ads for Tahiti Village all of our lives. And you've probably heard of Tahiti Village. Mm-hmm. It's Tanya Roberts or Alan Thicke does the commercials. Hey, go to Tahiti Village.
It's fine. Tanya Roberts still does it.
I think they both do.
Roberts.
I think we're talking inside baseball because I think it's only in California, I think, is where they have these commercials. Maybe the rest of the country. You can stay at a 5-star resort on the Strip, blah, blah, blah. And I always thought when we
it's
first moved here.
Time, Sarah stuff. And
but when we first moved here, we're like, where is this Tahiti Village? Because, I mean, we know the Strip. I've never heard of this. It's south. It's not even very far south. If we talk about Town Square a lot, it's kind of across the street. It's by Fry's. It's nice. And it's right there. It's on, it's 7200 South Las Vegas Boulevard. It's not far. But the point is, we've been driving by for years looking at a sign that says Tahiti Joe's Bar, like a tiki bar.
But it's right above a Denny's.
That the sign is part of a Denny's. It says Denny's. And Tahiti Joe's. So what we're thinking is, back in my day, there used to be lounges in Denny's. You ever see a bar in Denny's?
I have never seen a bar in Denny's.
Someone help me out here. But there have been, and still may be, bars in Denny's. They were separate, a little room, and there was a bar in Denny's. Anyway, in fact, no, it wasn't. We were at, I was going to say, we've been to one, but that was a...
Maybe you imagine that there's a bar and Denny's.
So that's what I thought it was. It's going to be the bar and Denny's, and it's going to be kind of tiki themed. And, well, oh, you know, let's go check it out. But we get there, and it has nothing to do with Denny's. In fact, Denny's, it's upstairs on its own floor. It's a restaurant and tiki bar that is, I'm not going to put it at like Frankie's Tiki Room status of, oh my God, but you know what? Not bad.
It wasn't bad. It's got a nice view, balcony.
It's got a balcony.
It's got a restaurant. It's supposed to be pretty good. We didn't eat anything. But.
Well, you got a lot of pizza, but the drink specials are great. They're all, you know, same kind of rum punch kind of cocktail stuff. The design is wonderful. Total tiki. If this wasn't here, and we talked about this, if we were back in California and this was anywhere in the Los Angeles area, mm-hmm. it would be the hippest bar in town because it was so tiki-fied.
But we were talking to the bartender, which was his name.
Jay,
and he was saying that we're probably the only locals that have been in there for months and months. No, nobody comes in. It's just the people who are staying either the
Tahiti Village.
Now, he condos said, or...
Yeah, well, Tahiti Village is a timeshare, but he said also it'll go up on restaurants.com, I mean, like hotels.com or something mm-hmm. if they've got open weekends. So depending on how full it is, because it was packed when we went in there. I mean, not packed, but it was definitely not dead. There was a lot of people. It was like, there was probably four seats available. But it's big, long bar, you know, U-shaped bar. Restaurant was jumping. I'm like, oh my God, on a Monday night, Tuesday night?
Big TVs, they've got two happy hours.
Yeah. Well,
it's every day. It's 3 to 6 p.m. and then 10 to 2 a.m., which is when they close.
Yeah, that's the only problem. They do close at 2. But I can see why. It's connected to, if they don't get a lot of the locals and a lot of the, why would they? They have gaming, no smoking, which is also really cool. Like, it's a gaming bar. And the restaurant's separate, but yet you still can't smoke. But they have a killer balcony, which you did smoke. I was thoroughly blown away on how cool this place is.
How large is it compared to
Frankie's?
Oh, twice the size of Frankie's. I mean, it's well, the restaurant's huge, and then the bar is probably the same size, but it's just the bar of the restaurant. I was really like, for that end of the strip, you know.
Plus, it's really close to our house, so we're thinking, we might go there during happy hour. It's pretty cheap.
Yeah, I was.
Beers are half off, well drinks and house wine's half off, so the beers end up being, what, $3?
Yeah, $3. Yeah, the well drinks are $6 normally, which is not bad. I mean, that's for the strip, I was blown away. I would give a thumbs up.
Oh, and their specialty cocktails, which they're not on the happy hour, but they're really not really too badly priced. It's they're about $8 each.
Yeah, they were $8.
I tried a Polynesian pear martini, and then I tried a Blazing Sunset Mojito, which was...
Knocks you on your... Porthole. Wow.
It was boozy.
That was, and it was really good. And what did I get? I got their signature drink was the Amnesia. Mm-hmm. It was a big rum punchy thing. I was like, wow, this is really cool.
So and we were trying some of the other ones too. The bartender was having, we were sampling different.
Right, well, he would make, you know, this happens at a lot of places. They make too many of something, so they just put a little shot glass up. Here's some leftover. That was great. It was like a mandarin orange something.
Yeah, blended. It was really
good. I mean, so I'm 5 stars for me, or 5 tiki heads. I was totally impressed. So, nice place.
A nice little find. I'm glad we finally stopped.
It did. It saved our bar experience this weekend.
Yeah.
We're like, wow, we don't have, what do we got? We got that. Well, there you go. Well, now you heard enough from us. Talk to Ari. Heads off.
Okay.
Time to hear from some of you in a little segment called Hey Bartender. Gotta adjust my chapeau.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
Is that right? Chapeau? Chateau? I'm not wearing a chateau. I'm wearing a chapeau.
Chapeau. Okay, the first one we have is from the infamous Brett Bailey.
Speaking of tiki bars.
Watching right now.
Right.
What is the most obscure infused vodka you've ever heard of, and have you tried it?
Here's what's funny. Do you know what yours is?
No, I haven't really thought about it.
Okay, the obvious one is going to be Double Down's bacon-infused one, which is pretty obvious, but good.
I tried that. That was good.
That actually leaves a film on your mouth, like when you eat a Slim Jim. You know, like that kind of oily film.
Mm-hmm.
But that's really good. I got to call out a friend, the lieutenant, who made some infusions.
Oh, yes.
You know who the lieutenant is? Lieutenant Lois.
Lieutenant Lois.
We had a big Star Trek get together, and she infused a bunch of vodkas to bring to this party, and she put tarragon in one, but If you can imagine, ladies and gentlemen, a bottle, like a mayonnaise jar. But literally stuffed like a pickle jar full of tarragon. Like it was solid grass. Like solid. Like you couldn't. Literally, there only had to be a shot in there. Like it was so full.
Well, that should have been really diluted if you're going to use it in a drink, because it was so powerful.
Probably should have been three little sprigs of tarragon. There was literally like you dumped out the lawnmower clipping. Like it was a barrel into this thing. That was the strangest and...
Well, because some people try to make martinis out of it.
Woo!
And that was way too...
That was the strangest one. She did another one too, but I don't know what it was. I didn't taste that one. I saw the tarragon. I'm like, oh, I thought it was like, it was something growing. Like, oh, I brought this so you could plant it or whatever. It's like, oh no, that's my vodka infusion.
Or like an olive oil or something.
Yeah, exactly. Like, oh no. So that was the weirdest, worst, and funkiest, but done by one of the greatest people in the world. So you had to.
Oh, bless her heart.
Yes.
It was good. It just had to be diluted a little bit more.
Yeah, tarragon.
In a drink.
Yeah, tarragon vodka. I don't know what you would do with it anyway.
I think you could probably mix it in something.
What, though? You'd have to have, like...
It'd be a savory drink.
You'd have to give it to, like, some super mixologist that can do, like, okay, I'm going to do, like, an Indian curry tarragon something, or... I don't know. I don't know what you'd even do with it. I guess, like, even if it was... I don't know. That was the weirdest I've ever seen. But that's when it starts happening. You start drinking homemade hooch. You don't know what's going to happen. Here, try my tarragon hooch. All right.
Yeah, but you know, don't be afraid to experiment.
Oh, go for it. We have friends that do that stuff.
You know what I hear? Your gin, your vodka.
By the way, if you're going to, here's Captain Ivy's personal advice on infusing vodka. Like my new mustache, by the way.
I do. I really like it. Took a long time to grow.
Yeah, it took.
I commented on that, by the way.
Did you?
I said I did it in permanent marker.
Oh, well, I did. Sharpie. I got nowhere to be. How I do my eyebrows when I have to. Sharpie. Well,
your eyebrows.
Yeah. Well, not right now.
You have
see how light they are.
I see them.
But when I do them,
kind of freaking me out a little bit. You're like a Mexican, one of those gangbangers over at Ellis Island.
Oh, the girls that do that. Yeah.
Colors in their eyebrows, and they're like, "Yeah, you want to go out to the backyard?" No, hell no, I want to go out. You scare the crap out of me, lady. Can I have
I always
kind of
had the hots for cholas. I don't know why. I guess because they can whip my butt. Cholas, I said, by the way.
Cholas.
Yeah, the cholos never really turned me on. But anyway, here's my tip for infusing vodka. This is a moment with Captain Ivy. It only takes 24 hours. You don't have to infuse for weeks and weeks and weeks. You can just do it. I think it fully infuses in 24 to 48 hours, and you're done. You don't. I know people are like, that cherry's been in that vodka for 4 years. It's like, you know what? It doesn't matter. It's been fully infused in like a day. You don't have to go to town for months on it. Stick it in there day after tomorrow. You infused our gin with tea, and we still have a huge bottle of that.
It's mostly gone.
Not mostly gone, because even the house guests won't drink that stuff. First off, it's gin. Second off, it's brown.
It's Earl Grey. Yeah, it's pretty bitter now. It infused way too long.
Right. I saw a pie chart this week on Facebook that had why nerds drink Earl Grey tea. And it was a big pie chart, and it had a little sliver, like maybe 5%, and it said because it tastes good. And the other 95 said so they could be like Captain Picard. Because that's the only reason anybody drinks Earl Grey. It's like, not because it tastes good. Like 5% of the people. Everything else, so we could be like.
Have you tried bacon-infused vodka?
Yes. Double Down infuses their own. But it's funny. You pick up their bottle, and there's bacon in it. Literally. Bacon! Okay. The weather right now is not frightful. But the weather, is perfect right now. This is the keep the windows down weather as we're driving around. I know I'm tangenting. So we've had the windows up for 3 months, summer. It's 80 right now. It's like 9 o'clock at night on a Wednesday night in Vegas, and it's about 75, 80 degrees. It's beautiful out right now. Mm. But driving the 15 right through Vegas.
Like right when we hit Mandalay Bay.
Right, from
area.
Between Mandalay Bay and we get off of Treasure Island to come here, we've smelled Vegas. I know what Vegas smells like, and Vegas smells like cooking pork. It smells like, and I mean this in the best way, it smells like bacon. Here's why. It's either morning breakfast smell bacon, it's either all the gourmet burger joints, and or all the braised short ribs and pork belly and all that fancy restaurants, it all comes down to bacon.
I never noticed that strong of a bacon smell.
All the way through. It was delightful.
Maybe that we've got a pig farm out here. I'm wondering if there's a fire or something.
Like a fire like 2 weeks ago and it's just smoldering right now.
Right, it's just drifting over.
It smelled fantastic driving on the 15 just now. Chat room.
If Melissa would like to suggest that you go to a Halloween costume store and put lots of chest hair.
Oh,
right.
I could do that. Like a big
bustle.
Big furry.
You know what I could do is buy one of those afro wigs and just wear it under my shirt.
There you go.
That would be hot.
Yes.
Totally should.
I could put a patch on the back of my back and a patch
in
coming out of my
pants.
Shorts. Yeah. And then I could cut up an afro. But that's probably not a bad idea. It is. Except I would like long, luxurious, straight chest hair.
You can braid it.
Like.
Plait it.
Yes. Like unicorn hair.
Right. I've got one more.
We've got another email.
The next one is from Michael Monin, and he wants to suggest the best Margaritaville since we always love Margaritaville.
Right.
He says, when you were at Cozumel, check out Margarita on the Gulf. The perfect margarita made with Mexican booze will kick your bleepity bleep.
Really?
Yeah.
At Cozumel's? We've been to Cozumel's.
No, at Cozumel in Margaritaville. Margaritaville and Cozumel.
Oh, Cozumel's a place.
Yes.
Oh, my geography isn't very good. Vast, I need me a map. I don't know where this is. Is Cozumel a place?
Mexico.
Oh, is it? Oh, I thought it was just a restaurant here in town.
And a restaurant.
Oh.
Margaritaville.
Well, which one is it at? Is it the Perfect there? Because we fell in love with the Perfect in Margaritaville in New Orleans. They had the Perfect Margarita there. They have it here, too. Who, by the way, speaking of, we didn't try it, Tahiti Joe's, they had volcano nachos.
They did.
And they're expensive, and it says piled high. Can you imagine if we can get something similar to volcano nachos there?
Well, we'll have to go back and try them.
So I learned something today. Cozumel is a place, not just a restaurant.
And it's Cozumel.
And it's Cozumel. Really?
Not Cozy.
But it's C-O-Z-Y. I couldn't figure it was Cozy. Okay. Gotcha. Wow. No, but you didn't tell me which one it was? Which margarita?
It's the Perfect Margarita.
Oh, the Perfect's the Perfect.
Yes.
Well, there you go. I'm telling you, that is the Perfect Margarita. It doesn't happen here, but it happens at Tahiti Joe's. And it happens on this show. Little segment called Last Call. It's a visual show this time, folks. Got to be watching this to believe it. But you know what I just saw today, speaking of watching stuff?
I'm going to poke your eye out.
My eye itches. and I didn't want to mess up my eyeliner, my guy liner. I saw the new commercial for Las Vegas, the Don't Be That Guy. That just started, I think, today or this week. I don't know what you saw it on the news.
I heard it on the radio this morning.
You heard the commercial or that they're going to start
the
campaign?
I heard them talking about starting the campaign.
Okay, yeah, I saw the campaign today. And it's a really cool commercial about a bunch of guys. It's basically The Hangover. But me and my buddies went to Vegas last weekend, and blah, 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 this and happened. And then at 2 in the morning, things got out of hand, and one of the guys took a picture of me at the lounge at the blah, blah, blah. They said the commercial stops. I got everything stop motion. And he's like, bad move, man. Don't be that guy. I cannot agree more. What he was talking about was don't take pictures. Evidence is what he's doing. And that's kind of like alluding to like because they're cheating on their wives or whatever they're doing. But this goes back to my most important point I've ever made ever about anything ever, which is put your camera down. And that's exactly, I like that they've picked this up. Well, we didn't take that picture. We didn't take that picture. I know, but we didn't. No, you could take a picture, but of what I was going to get to was videoing. Unless you've got a blog and you could prove that you're videotaping this for your blog or whatever, that's the stuff that's going to stop. We stopped. I mentioned this before. Put the camera down and just witness what you're going to witness. It's mostly video. We were in Hawaii watching people do that, like videotaping their sunset. Hey, man. Just watch the sunset. Take a picture of it. It's fine. Picture's only a second. But their point is, don't take pictures of people doing something goofy. Now, that's happened to both of us. I can't go into too much detail. Nothing dirty, but something where you're cutting loose, and you're like doing something, and then you look over, and somebody's like holding up a camera.
Yeah, videotaping him.
That's really got to stop, ladies and gentlemen. Now that everybody's carrying a camera. Back in my day, we didn't carry cameras with us everywhere. So, you know, if you were to, karaoke or, getting a bad dance contest, but someone's just having one of those. And I want to get the details on that. It's coming up pretty soon. So you enter the bad dance contest. You know, you win, like, free drinks or whatever. The last thing you want is to look over and watch your friend videotaping you. Well, that takes all the fun out of it. Ladies and gentlemen, please don't do it. Please don't do it. If someone's cutting loose, just let them do it.
Well said.
And I do like Vegas's new campaign. They're never going to beat what happens here stays here. Except for nowadays, it doesn't stay here. It ends up on YouTube and Facebook and everywhere else. Chat room.
I'm going to smash my camera now.
Take a picture. That'd be totally fine. It's the video thing that I got. That's my beef.
Or don't. Maybe just don't film people at their worst and then.
That's even better. Let people have fun.
Yes.
Like, see, you know how much more, like right now, we're being videotaped. Do you know how much better this would be?
What?
What's
that?
If we were
videotaping this, we're in rehearsal. Kind of like for last week.
It's funny because I'm looking out here and there's like camera. There's like eight cameras in here. But that's okay. You're not seeing us at our worst.
Maybe you are today.
Well, maybe. You have a couple episodes ago. I'm kidding. But anyway, that's my tip. By the way, that was your tip on how to not get knocked out, knocked up, kicked out, kicked up.
Oh,
see, now.
I've got a sound effect for that.
Boo.
I got to be keyhole for that. Keyhole.
I'll keyhole you later.
That's good. That's
where there's a whip, there's a whip.
Boy, that's obscure.
They both like the whip sound way too quickly.
Right. So anyway, we
got a new show on the network. Alicia whips David.
Yeah. That, you know, the ratings for that would be pretty good.
Sky high, baby.
So anyway, let's thank the live chat room.
Watch it.
Thank you.
Live studio audience.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Email is pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com. That's pubcrawl@vegasvideonetwork.com.
Zig likes the whip.
Yes. We are at on the Twitter. We're the LV Locals and Vegas Video Network on Twitter. iTunes. Look us up. Do a search for Vegas Pub Crawl. You'll find us.
Watch us on the Roku. We're going to go watch ourselves.
I know. Roku. That's just amazing. KSHP, 1400 AM, every Friday night. The whole network's on there.
That's right. And also check out all the other shows.
Oh, my God. Awesome. The shows are...
Exciting things are happening here at Vegas Video Network.
Stay tuned. So remember, Pub Crawl urges you to drink responsibly. And if you're drinking these, you cannot help be responsible because one will do it. Not that it's bad, but it's just too sweet. Too sweet. Remember, we may leave stuff out, but we do not make stuff up until next week. Avast, me hearties.